In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at the chapter 13 of St. Matthew. The same day, that's the day that Jesus said, "Whoever does my will, the will of my Father who is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother." That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. This is the Sea of Galilee. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful lake. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him. Why? Because they want to hear him and they want to be touched by him. They need a healing, just like you. And I'm telling you, Jesus still touches his people. We had a woman who came to us with not tumors, but cysts on her stomach, and she said that she was completely healed by the power of God. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. This is good for the people to hear. It would be good acoustics. And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow." In other words, he's a person planting seeds. And he spoke many things unto them in parables. And when he sowed some seeds, it fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth, they died. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Yesterday, I called Father Eric and left a message. He did a retreat on the weekend. I said, "You've got to read the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. And you've got to pray that the seeds that were planted would fall on good ground. Because the Word of God tells us different things happen to the Word of God." And we're going to go into that in a minute. "And the disciples came and said unto Jesus, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. For whoever has, to him shall it be given, and he shall have an abundance. But whoever hath not, from him shall it be taken away, even what he thinks he has, or even what he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, hearing they do not hear, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. By seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing.'" Is your heart waxed gross? Are you hearing the Word of God today? Do you know today that the seed is the Word of God, and he wants to plant it in your heart? A seed of healing, a seed of blessing, a seed of deliverance. Do you know that? And their eyes have been closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I would heal them. Then he says to the disciples, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears that they hear. Do you know that your eyes are blessed? You see the body and blood of Christ, and you hear the word of God. Blessed are your eyes that see, that you see the body of Christ at Mass, and you hear the word of God. Blessed are your ears that hear. For truly, truly, I say to you, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Do you know that today? That many prophets and wise men wanted to see the Eucharistic Lord, wanted to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he gave his life for us, for our sins and for our salvation, that he rose from the dead, that many prophets and kings wanted to hear this, but they didn't hear it. But you hear it. Like, what do you do with it? Who have you told lately about Jesus? Like, who have you told lately about Jesus? That's my question to you. This is so important, that people tell other people about Jesus, about his name, about his blood, about his love. First of all, his love. That he loves us unconditionally. Like, do you know that? Do you know that Jesus Christ loves us unconditionally? Do you know that he loves you unconditionally? But he doesn't want to keep you where you are. He wants to get you moving to the next level. We prayed with Henry this week, and Henry's in a wheelchair, and he's been doing a little better. And I said, Lord, take him to the next level. Take him to the next level where he's going to be able to walk better, to the next level. We need to have our faith taken to the next level. It is wonderful that people call me up to pray with people, but it is even more wonderful when you start doing it and you start believing that God can even use you. Even use you. That's what I say about me, that God can even use me. Isn't it wonderful? And now Jesus explains the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then comes the devil and he takes away the seed that was sown in his heart. This is he that received the seed by the wayside. I tell you, I told Father Eric, start praying that the seed is not snatched from the retreat, that it bear fruit, that it bear great fruit. But he that received the seed into stony places, he hears the word, and he receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself. He endures for a while, but when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. In other words, then the seed is stolen away. Why? Because of persecution, because of tribulation. Also, he that received the seed among thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Do you see? All these things, Jesus says, what happens to the word of God. First, it goes into the heart and the devil snatches it. Second, it doesn't have very much root and it withers away. Third, persecution comes and the seed dies. What about you? What about the seed that has been sown in your heart? Is it producing fruit today? Your heart. Even one little piece of fruit, one beautiful piece of fruit. Are you producing fruit today? If not, you need to ask the Lord, I want to be a producer of fruit. I want your word to come into my heart on rich soil and produce fruit a hundredfold. You see, this is so important. Let's continue. But he that receives the seed in good ground is he that hears the word, understands it, and it bears fruit, bringing forth some 160 and some 30-fold. So this is a lot of fruit in the country of Israel, 160 or 30. Do you know what? God wants us to produce fruit. If you abide in me, Jesus says, and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. This abiding with Jesus means that we need to spend time with him. We need to pray to him and with him. We need to be with him every day. So we hear about the seed. I tell you, the seed is the word of God. That's why I don't tell jokes before a homily. You want to know why? Because the people hear the joke and they don't get the word of God. It's a trap of the devil. It's a trap of the devil to tell a joke. And then, you see, because everybody remembers the joke. But what about the homily? What about the sermon? They don't remember it. Why? Because they want to keep on remembering the joke. I'm telling you, it's no joke to preach the word of God. Today, the gospel was about Martha and Mary, that Mary chose the better part. And we are to choose the better part. That's Jesus. And we did. We received him as Eucharist today. But you know, Martha was no slouch. She was no slouch. Martha, when Lazarus was dead, said to Jesus, "I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who was to come into the world." She said the same thing that Peter said many, many days before at Caesarea Philippi. Do you believe that? That Martha was no slouch. Some people look down on Martha, but I tell you, I don't look down on Martha. Martha was no slouch. She understood the word of God. She produced fruit. Oh yes, she was anxious, and she was busy about many things, and she was upset that her sister wasn't helping her, but yet she had heard the word of God, and the word of God produced fruit. It landed on good ground. What about you? What about me? We need to pray, Father, that the word of God would land on good ground in my heart. Heavenly Father, that I would produce fruit, because I'm going to abide in Jesus. And he who abides in Jesus, and his word will produce much fruit. The parable of the wheat and the tares. You must know this, that tares are weeds, but they look just like wheat. Let me read it. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field, and while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in the field? From whence did the tares come?' And he said unto them, 'An enemy came and has done this.' The servants said unto him, 'Will you then that we go out and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you would uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" You know what? Are you wheat or tares today? God wants you to be wonderful wheat, to produce fruit abundantly. God wants you to produce fruit abundantly, that you're part of the wheat that goes into his barn. I had something happen to me when I was a child. You know, maybe I was 13, 12. The man next door had a beautiful grapevine, beautiful grapevine. And all of a sudden, I saw these leaves, and they look just like grape vines, like a grapevine leaf. And I said, wow, we're going to have grapes. But you want to know what? They were weeds. They were weeds. They weren't grapes at all. So what did we do? We pulled them down and threw them in the bucket. You see, when Jesus talks about the wheat and the tares, they both look alike. You know, you have two people. They both look alike. They both go to church. Well, they don't, both don't go to church. But one of them is wheat and one of them is tares. He wants you to be wheat, my friends, so that you would produce fruit for him, that the seed would fall on good ground. This is what he wants for you. The parable of the mustard seed. Another parable was put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, the smallest. And when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and it becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. In other words, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It starts off very tiny, but it grows, it grows, and it grows if it lands on good ground. Kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And he didn't say a watermelon seed. That's too big. He took one of the smaller seeds and said, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like, a mustard seed. Let's plant that mustard seed in your heart right now. Let's plant that mustard seed in your heart right now. If you don't have it in your heart, I want you to plant it with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I take the mustard seed of faith. I take the mustard seed of faith, and I plant it in my heart. And I plant it in my heart. I want it to grow. I want it to grow. So water it with the word. So water it with the word. So that I would produce much fruit. So that I would produce much fruit. That's the parable of the mustard seed. The parable of leaven. It's the same idea. Another parable spoke Jesus unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. In other words, it was just a little bit of leaven that he put in the flour and the egg or whatever it was that he was making, and it made the whole dough rise. It only takes a little. I tell you, the kingdom of heaven starts very small, but it expands as we are faithful. Remember what Jesus said, those who have, more will be given. Those who have not, even what they think they have will be taken away. Jesus' use of parables. All these things spoke Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spoke he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. The parable of the wheat and the tares explained. Jesus went and sent the multitude away, and went into the house, probably Peter's house at Capernaum. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field. And he answered and said to them, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man, is Jesus himself. The field is the world. I tell you, the world is not a good place to be. Though we are living in the world, we do not want to be part of the world system. I tell you, in the world we have young people that are doing heroin and dying one right after the other. We have the culture of death. Babies are being killed every single day, and baby parts are being sold. We don't want to be part of the world. We want to be in the world, but not of the world. We want to be in the world, but not of the world. It's very important that we be in the world and not of the world. And he answered and said unto them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them which do iniquity. And he shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. When shall the righteous shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of the Father? Who has ears to ears, let him hear what the Lord has to say. I'm saying to you today, the Lord is looking for fruit. The seed is the word of God. Let the word of God dwell on rich soil so that it will produce fruit. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. Staying close to Jesus is what it's all about. Staying close to Jesus is what it's all about. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. We see the Eucharist. Blessed are the ears that hear what you hear, that he died for you, and that he loves you, and that he has plans for your life. Blessed are you, your eyes and your ears. Yesterday I had CCD in front of the Blessed Sacrament. All the children came. We don't have many children, but they are very beautiful. I'm going to tell you, they are very beautiful. We took the man born blind yesterday. So what I did is I had three or four people pretend they were blind, and someone led them around the church, and they didn't peek. And I said, now, what about your eyes? You ever thank God for your eyes? You see, because we see, everyone doesn't see. And we went through that whole story of the man born blind in John 9. That's your lesson for today. John 9, the man born blind. And I told the children that God had plans for their life, and that God wanted to do something in their life that only God can do. Amen. I have something today that's very different, and I'm going to read it to you today. I have a house, or I should say an apartment, at Casa del Mar Beach Resort in Aruba. And I am not going there, and my brother used to go there, but my poor brother is in heaven, I hope. So I want to see who wants to go to Aruba between October 17th and the 24th. People have to call me with how much they want to spend for it. I'm not going to use the money for myself. I'm going to use the money for in season. So let's say you want to go between October 17th and October 24th to Aruba. You have your passport. You can call up 617-846-1210 and tell me how much you want to give in season and out of season. And I'm not going to use the money for myself. As a matter of fact, I have to pay over $800 for next year. So, 617-846-1210. If you want to go to Aruba, Casa del Mar, it's right at the beach, and it's a beach resort, and there's a swimming pool, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. I was there once. Aruba is a very friendly place. We have lots of people there. Now, if you'd like to go to Casa del Mar Beach Resort in Aruba, you dial 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, and you tell whoever answers the phone how much you want to donate to in season and out of season. 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me
according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today we've learned about the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. We want that seed to fall on good soil so that it produces fruit. 60, 30, or 100-fold. We want that seed to produce good fruit. That means we need to endure. When persecution comes, we need to endure, and we need to have hearts that will not leave the Lord, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, no matter how people offend us. We need that seed to endure and produce fruit. We are called to be fruit bearers, every one of us. Fruit. You say that I'm not worthy. Well, neither am I. It has nothing to do with worthy. It has to do with what Jesus is. He's worthy, and he called you to produce fruit that will last. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.